The past Thursday, the Department of Justice sued five more states now, demanding their election data be shared with the Trump administration. This is a continuation of the push for access to voter rolls from states across the country. Thursday, it was New Jersey, Utah, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Those last four states, they were wins by Trump, and New Jersey got thrown into the mix. So that means now that the DOJ has sued over two dozen states to get access to election records. Most of the states, by the way, are blue states. The Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Armeet Dhillon, said the state election officials were, quote, choosing to fight us in court rather than show their work with voter roll access. Continued here, we will not be deterred, regardless of party affiliation, carry out critical election integrity legal duties. So we have a continuation of the claim by the Trump administration that the states can't run the election process fairly and cleanly. Now, does all that tie into what had been brewing in the background, but thanks to the Washington Post, is now in the foreground, that 17-page draft executive order that people who buy into election conspiracies are trying to convince Trump to put into action? It would declare a national emergency based upon the long disproven claims that China influenced the 2020 election, and the proposed executive order would take election powers away from the state and give them to the federal government under the imagined national emergency. Just a little bitty problem with that whole concept. It's called the U.S. Constitution, specifically Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1, which happens to be called the Elections Clause. In case you missed that civics class, let me remind you of what it reads here. The times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof, but the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations except as to the places of choosing senators. And that's been backed up numerous times by the Supreme Court, which has said the Elections Clause enables states to provide a complete code for congressional elections, not only as to times and places, but in relation to notices, registration, supervision of voting, protection of voters, prevention of fraud, corrupt practices, counting of votes, duties of inspector, pretty much everything to do with elections other than the final certification rests with each individual state. So again, this 17-page draft executive order won't have much to stand on, but it hasn't stopped Donald Trump before, has it?